Hey, how's it going? I'm your host, Julian Kelly. You are now tuning in to Marketing Fruit. Today, I'm speaking with Annalise Warren, wonderful CEO, wonderful person. She's done so many great things in the marketing world. She has so much inspiration, so much knowledge, so many golden nuggets to give to so many people. And with her new campaign of going into public speaking, you know, I'm very excited to get her on the show and kind of get things going. Today, we'll be talking a little bit about how marketing, when you're dealing with marketing and kind of business relationships and how you and the next business may benefit together, putting together a partnership. That's a little bit how we'll speak about today, and it's gonna be so great. I'm so super excited. So yes, without further ado, Annalise, thank you for being on the show. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and then after you finish that, you know, what inspired your entrepreneurship?
Thanks so much, Julian. Thanks for having me. Hi everyone. Yeah, my name is Annalise, and I am currently living right at the bottom of Australia, so right across the world, which is so fun to connect. And what inspired my entrepreneurial journey? So what I do is my husband and I, 3.5 years ago, we started a marketing agency. And we started the agency because I was working full-time in the city in a training company, so a small training company, and marketing was my background, but we wanted to move back down the coast where we were from, which is about 2 hours away. And I wanted more time from home, and that was declined. And at the time I had two little kids. I know we wanted more kids. And so I quit because I didn't want to have to commute 2 hours, work a full day, commute back, because they're little, they would have been asleep. And so We dove into starting our own business, and we work in the home builder industry, in the construction industry, because my husband at the time was a chippy. He was a chippy at the time. He's still my husband that came out with. Okay. Yeah. And so we started an agency for home builders, and a couple of years in, we had what we wanted, which was we were both working in the business from home around our three kids. And I started speaking with other mums who wanted what we had, which was that time flexibility, and didn't want to put their kids into care for a job that they didn't like going to. But the businesses that they wanted to start weren't massive empires, and it wasn't really going to be viable for them to go and hire a marketing agency or even hire me as a freelancer. Mm-hmm. And so I put a group together, and I started mentoring them on how to DIY their own marketing so that they weren't just boosting Facebook posts and hoping for the best, mm-hmm. that they actually knew how to set up their website properly. They could, you know, they knew how to run a Facebook ad campaign, and we would get in the back end of their ad account with them or whatever they needed, and fix it and show them what to do. And so that quickly grew to working not just with mums, and now that is the primary thing that I do. So we still have the marketing agency, but that I've got a team there now, and I run the marketing mentor program, which we've got daily calls, and you get access to my marketing agency team to help DIY marketing. So that's what I do, and that was my journey to get there.
Man, that's so amazing. I love the journey, especially the fact that, you know, putting the kids first. That's number one. You know, there's a lot of parents out there who, you know, they understand the things that you have to go through to make sure that you get everything for your kids. And sometimes, you know, when getting things for the kids, you miss some time. So, you know, that's very inspiring to a lot of people to take that step. You know, how I ended up in specializing in friction reduction. You know, I was always a self-marketer growing up. You know, I worked in my mom's business. She owned a Greyhound station. My grandfather, he lived on an acre. So I was pulling weeds, trimming grass, you know, building little small things for him, fixing this, fixing that. And, you know, again, he would treat me like I'm my own, independent contractor. So I'd be getting paid by the hour. I'd be doing this. I'd be doing that. I'd have to figure out how I can ask him for some more money, figure out, you know, kind of what can be better, this, that, and the third. And, you know, all this while playing football and so on and so forth. Then I got into college, was a director of social at an African Student Association club, and found out that, you know, again, there's, when you have a lot of things going, it's, you get busy. And when you're putting together a social media post that end up taking an hour, and then you got to do that five times for five different other platforms, you know, you find out that, you know, you're just wasting a lot of time. So I had to do a lot of research to figure out what can save me a lot of time and get things done in a more efficient manner than just, you know, sitting down bogged down all day. Got my fix with my first client. It helped me out a lot because I got to see a lot of what social media looks like for somebody else, and learn a lot of how to put together somebody's a good growth strategy for somebody else, moving on in an efficient manner. So yeah, it was a great passion for me. It was a great thing for me. Now I just move full speed ahead, putting together some short term strategies, making sure that everybody moves very efficiently, very smoothly, and we can go from point A to point B. And if needed, I go in, I get in the trenches with them, do a little bit of public relations help, you know, maybe go and talk to a couple of businesses for them. And just make some things happen. And again, I've been a wonderful talker all my life. So getting my foot in those doors has been pretty fun and pretty easy for me. So it's been great.
So good. Yeah, so good.
So let me ask you, in entrepreneurship, of course, there was building your team. There was, you know, partnering up with possibly some other independent contractors in the short term. And then again, working with other businesses as a whole. So, you know, when you're doing that, what kind of helped drive your success when you're putting together your relationship marketing campaign?
Yeah, we started really slowly. We got our first couple of clients from cold emailing, you know, and we did the strategy work around who did we want to work with. Mm-hmm. And offering discounts was how we got our first clients. And then from there, I got a little smarter. And I told people that I was going to start a podcast. I had every intention of doing it, but I didn't have anything up yet. And it was a podcast for home builders and trades. Mm-hmm. And so then I had an excuse to reach out to more builders and builders' business coaches. And, you know, here in Australia, we call them tradies, as in tradesmen, so tradies. And so there's lots of tradie accountants and tradie, you know, bookkeepers and tradie terms and conditions people. And so I started reaching out to them, knowing that they had the same target market as me. And all I told them I wanted to do was to interview them on the podcast. And that was true. But the biggest strategy was to build connection, build relationships with these people that could then become referrals or become, what I didn't expect was that they would actually become clients, which a lot of them did. I thought that they would feed people on, but they do, and they continue to. So this strategy was really what drove our success, that was relationship building, that wasn't us driving ads. So because once we had clients, we started running some Facebook ads, which were great. But this, in terms of relationship building, this is the key thing that has now, you know, 2-3 years later, is still paying off for me. This is building the relationships, because I had an hour-long chat with people, not talking about my marketing services, but them getting to know me. And so that people buy from people that they know and they like and they trust. And so, of course, they then, when they needed marketing help, reached out to me. And some came, I mean, we got a client 2 months ago who I reached out to 2 years ago, who I never actually interviewed, but we kept in touch backwards and forwards. And so it really is the long game, and it really is building real quality relationships and figuring out where that mutually beneficial zone is.
That is true. I mean, you definitely have to make sure that you find that common ground. If you can break that ice really quick, you know, whether it's finding that sport that you guys like in common, even if you don't like the same team, or anything you have in common, and really starting that conversation does help a lot. And, you know, not all business owners that are out there, they're very good at conversation. You know, sometimes you gotta get your feet wet, just to, you know, see what it's like and to build off that and gain confidence. You know, a lot of conversation is about confidence. If you know that your product is great, if you know that your service is great, you know, anybody you talk to, it should just kind of roll off the tongue, you know. And even if it doesn't, that would be a great time to hire a public relations agent, because, you know, having conversations, that's what they do, whether it's, you know, at an event or whether it's in relationship building, kind of aligned with relationship marketing. That's what they're there for, making sure that those big conversations happen, making sure that the words are always coming out smoothly and we're getting to the point really quickly. Because I know there's a lot of engineers out there that, you know, you start talking to an engineer and they start getting into some of the terms and it's like, whoa, that was a lot. So, you know, the public relations agent can really come in there and really make those words really smoothly. So a lot of that also goes well with the personal branding. You know, I know when having those conversations and keeping in contact with some of these people, you know, a lot of this is marketing. You know, it's personal branding, it's everything. Everybody is looking at, you know, who they're going to buy from next or who they're going to do business with next. You know, that's personal branding is very essential. You know, the CEOs, they're great guys of the companies. You know, Elon Musk's, they're great. He's a great guy. You know, Jeff Bezos, great guy. All these people, great guys. And it's a lot of personal branding. So when you're looking at how you branded yourself personally, you know, to make sure that your business and your personal goals and everything align, so when you're going out and talking to your clientele or potential clientele, that everything's just firing all cylinders. You know, what were some of the things that you did to, you know, practice or to gain confidence or so on and so forth to make sure that things just run smoothly?
Well, unlike you, Julian, I'm actually not a natural born talker. I used to hate speaking to people who I didn't know, and I used to really, really struggle with public speaking, with doing live videos and all of that. And so I knew what I wanted to achieve, and I knew what the best way to go and do that was, which was to be front and center in my business, because that it just, when you have a person rather than just a business, like rather than just a brand, when there's a face of it, it works so much better, because you can get that emotional connection a lot quicker. And so I just had to allow myself to be pretty terrible at it initially and practice like anything else, because and break through that and break through the nerves and you know, if you go back, I don't know, 2 years ago and watch some of my first videos, they'd be pretty terrible. But slowly and slowly you get better. And that's what spurred me on, was knowing what I wanted to achieve and knowing having a really clear strategy and how that was going to happen. But you're so right. Personal branding really is key now, especially if you're a service-based business owner, because the barrier to entry is really low. You can take all you need is an internet connection and a phone, and in 5 minutes you can have a Facebook page up and call yourself a business and be competing against people who've been doing the same thing as you for 10 years. And so if that's the barrier to entry, which is nothing, then that's how you stand out, is by being you and by talking about, by figuring out what you want to stand for and what you want people to know about you. And that doesn't have to be everything. You don't have to share, you know, what you had for breakfast, and you don't have to share your kids if that's not what you're comfortable with. But pick, you know, between 3 and 7 topics, 3 and 7 things that you kind of want to talk about and be known for, and cycle through those things, and don't be afraid to be you and stand for something, because more and more, as there's more and more people doing exactly what you do, people are going to align with people with the same values as them, especially millennials. That's how we buy.
That is true. That is very true. You know, but I'd like to jump back a little bit. You know, I was not always a great talker. I was actually very shy when I was a kid. But okay. I played football, and that's what gave my confidence. You know, people would have conversations with me because, you know, I was a pretty good little football player. And I just kind of built off of that. So that's really what turned me into a talker.
Yeah, okay. So, isn't it funny how sometimes we want confidence, and we kind of wait for the confidence to get the action, but really it's the action that inspires the confidence, because for you, you went and did something and you gained confidence because you saw that, you know, actually you were good at it and actually that, you know, people liked that. And so that built the confidence. But if you don't take the action first, the confidence doesn't come.
That is very true. You always got to go ahead and just take that leap, you know, taking that leap, or, you know, I guess in my opinion, running into somebody, just go ahead and running into that wall as hard as you can and hoping that you knock it over. You know, that's really what it's all about. You know, you may not knock it down the first time, but, you know, it's just like the monks and everybody when they go and train, they send you out there and tell you to go hit a tree a million times. And then next thing you know, your knuckles get stronger, your bones get stronger, and then you kick the tree in half. So it's just about going out there and making it happen. So when we talk about making it happen, if you seen yourself, you know, I guess 10, 20 years ago, what would be your tip to you then, knowing that, you know, someday you're going to be a business owner and knowing someday that you're going to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I definitely would have taken a quicker path, I guess, or I don't know. I guess doing what you do makes you who you are. But I guess my advice would be to do things the way that you think that you can do them. Because for me, like, none of my family were entrepreneurs. They went to school and then kind of, you know, floated around a bit, but or got a job. And that was kind of what was expected of me: go to school, go to university, get a good job, buy the house, blah, 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 and work the 9 to 5. And it just doesn't have to be that way. I think we can really reverse engineer it and say, what do I like doing? What do I want my week to look like? How much do I need to earn? And who do I want to work with? Okay, great. So then that means I need a package that is this much money and I need to work with this many clients. And craft the business. We're living in a time where we can have what we want. Yeah, we're probably going to have to work our butts off for it. It's not just going to fall in our laps. But the point is that it's possible. And I think that would probably be my advice to myself, that I can have what I want. And as long as I work really hard and have a great strategy and keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing. My strategy to myself: start sooner, fail quicker.
Yeah, fail quicker. And don't be afraid.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, everybody for listening to this episode, you know, again, Annalise, I really appreciate you being on the show today. Everybody that's listening today, you always got to make sure, you know, to take those leaps forward, to fail quickly. And then once you fail quickly, you know, get back up and do it again and again. And again, exactly. And again and again and again and again. And then one day you're going to find out that you're going to make a lot of money. Do all while doing this, you got to make sure that you stay humble. There's going to be some very tough nights. You know, I, as a business owner, I'll tell you, nights are going to get tough. Not everything's going to just flow. You know, and even if things flow in the beginning, there could be a strong possibility that, you know, down the road, you're going to run into a brick wall. You know, and you just got to make sure that you're ready to run into that brick wall and you're ready to get up and to keep on going. Again and again and again and again. But along that way, you got to make sure that you're branding yourself, especially in 2020, the new age, you know, where everything's accessible. There's always cameras, there's always somebody watching you. You know, personal branding is very important. You know, when doing business with somebody now and doing business with somebody later, you know, it's all about personal branding. You know, you never know, even if your client walks out the door today, there's no telling why that they won't walk back into your door tomorrow. So, you know, as long as continue to be the great person that you are, you're branding yourself great, you're building some great relationships, you put out that campaign to talk to those people who are aligned with your business, you're putting together some structured packages for them, you're making sure that everything works for everybody, you're going to find out that there's going to be a lot of success for you. But you just got to make sure that you stay on that camel and you keep on chugging along. So again, Annalise, thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm always happy to bring you back on whenever you like, because I know there's a lot of golden nuggets that you can bring to my audience.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Everybody, you guys enjoy your day. Enjoy your days in paradise. What's up?